Now, today is leap day, a bonus day of 2024, but support staff at Scotland's colleges are to use this extra day to strike over pay and job security concerns. More than 2,000 college staff, including librarians, IT specialists, cleaners and canteen workers, will walk out today. The industrial action by Unison members will affect further education colleges right across Scotland. Well, Chris Greenshields is Unison's Further Education Branch Secretary. Good morning to you, Chris. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Laura.
Tell us a bit more about what's planned today. How many colleges do you think that will be affected?
Well, we have 32 picket lines across 17 colleges. There's 21 colleges in the sector which have been affected by the strike action, but we have 32 picket lines across 17 colleges from Thurso to Dumfries, and thousands of union members we expect to be taking strike action today. And we expect that will kind of usher in a new wave of strikes between now and the summer. Both the union support staff and lecturing staff will be out today.
It's not just Unison that have walked out, the EIS are out as well.
That's correct, yes.
What's the point of the industrial action? What are you concerned about?
So we're concerned, really, this is a dispute which is about the college employer's failure to reach with us an agreement over a pay rise, which is now overdue by 18 months. Which is unheard of in our sector and in most sectors. So that's two long winters, really, during the worst cost of living crisis in living memory. So the pay rise was due in September 2022. And up until now, the offers that have come from the employers have come with a threat of compulsory redundancies, which both, as I said earlier, are the main support staff unions and election unions have said are unacceptable. In our members' view, it's not an offer, it's a threat. And the employers have refused to alleviate that threat by even agreeing, as Unison proposed as late as this week, a guarantee of no compulsory redundancies over the life of this deal on its own.
An offer has been made, though, hasn't it?
That publicly funded guarantee. What's that?
An offer has been made, though, hasn't it?
An offer has been made, but it still comes with this threat of compulsory redundancies. And we're saying, well, actually, this is a publicly funded sector. Other publicly funded sectors have workers that enjoy protection against compulsory redundancies. And we're at a loss to understand why the colleges won't work with us to provide that for college staff.
And is that why you've not accepted the offer, but other unions have? I think what the GMB has accepted it.
Well, Laura, I'm not here to speak for the other unions that have, but what I would say is that the two unions that are out today have over 96% of union members across the sector in Scotland. So the other unions might have a very small footprint and can speak for themselves about their own motivations and need to do so. So our members have been clear that the offer as it stands with the threat of compulsory redundancy is acceptable.
And so, apart from obviously you want this deal on the table without the threat of compulsory redundancies, what sort of conditions now are support staff working in? What are your concerns about the sort of the conditions for them?
Well, I mean, obviously, the biggest issue that we have is the fact that we are, you know, we've gone 18 months, as I said earlier, without a pay rise during the worst cost of living crisis in history. And also the fact that that our members are struggling with that and it comes with this threat of compulsory redundancies. We've got two colleges in Scotland, in Shetland and Moray, that are threatening staff with compulsory redundancies as we speak. And we're saying we need to do something more about that. If it's a sector that aspires to fair work, then we need to do something to provide that kind of guarantee and assurance. The employer's original offer was a two-year deal. And we were saying, well, actually, even through the life of that deal, which ends this summer, ends in September of this year, surely we can find a way to get a guarantee of kind of no compulsory redundancies, even over the life of the deal, while we continue to talk. We made that offer as late as this week, and the employers responded with a rejection of that. So that's incredibly disappointing.
Obviously, we've seen the budget passed this week at Holyrood, but further education colleges say that funding for further education is going to fall by almost 5% during 2024-25. Where would you like to see colleges cut in order to be able to pay the staff more and not have these compulsory redundancies?
Well, that's a good question. We aren't convinced by some of the things the sector says about how much cash it has. We do agree that the sector needs more money, and we've said on a number of occasions, let's jointly lobby the Scottish Government to do so. Unison does that every time it meets the Minister and says that the sector badly needs more cash, and let's do that. But we're not convinced by everything they say, and they're a little bit secretive about some of the cash that they do have. We've asked them a number of questions around the non-staff costs. Let's get together, let's talk about that. And it hardly helps itself when it refuses to provide information around that. And indeed, we had the principal of Scotland's largest college in the front pages of the newspaper last week over an expenses bill that ran over £100,000. So sometimes it hasn't helped in itself around some of the messaging around that. So we're saying, let's open up the books, let's have a discussion, let's see what we can do together to kind of jointly agree more funding for the sector and also to provide our staff or our members with the no compulsory redundancy guarantee that it needs.
You said right at the start of our conversation that this could be a start of a rolling wave of strikes. What needs to happen in order for that to stop?
Well, I think the employers need to get serious about negotiations. I mean, it's incredible. We met the minister last year who said, you know, where's the urgency in resolving this dispute? And we put forward proposals to the employers in December of last year. It took 2 months to reject the proposals. They had no negotiations, no meetings with us in between. It took 2 months to reject those proposals. And as late as I said, it's this week. We said to them, let's get together. Here's a way we can avoid industrial action this week. Here's a way we can suspend industrial action going forward. And let's organise, let's pay in advance on a deal that you'd offered. We can suspend the strikes and get into proper negotiations with you about agreeing an avoidance of redundancy policy and jointly working with us on an avoidance of redundancy fund. The employers met that proposal with a rejection. We also said to Graham Day, the Scottish Minister, you need to get involved in here. You're involved in this and actually a more hands-on approach in dealing with employers and forcing them back to the negotiating team.
Chris, thank you for talking to us. Chris Greenshields there, who's